Welcome back to Making Marriage Great, the podcast here on the Bushnell Project. And I'm John, the guy that's been married for a long time and has a lot of kids. And we put this podcast up every morning at 5 a.m. Hope you're liking it, 5 a.m. Central Time. And we welcome your comments. Love to get some questions, thoughts, maybe about some topics you guys would like us to talk about. And this week it's been on intimacy, and yesterday it was really kind of the 1-2 punch, but I'm not done. Looking at Colossians from chapter 3 and chapter 3 verse 19. So let me read that again. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them, from Colossians 3:19. And great letter of Paul to the church there. And want to continue on the thoughts about some things that we do that is maybe hurting the intimacy between us and our wife, or causing the bitterness that this verse talks about. So we're to love our wife. I established that yesterday, how that's more of a command toward men and how we men need it. But wanting to continue on with what it is that we are doing that might really be a trigger toward hurting our intimacy, right? And so here's one thing to be cautious of. How do we refuse sympathy, being sympathetic toward our wife when she is alone because of something? I've caused my family to move often, and then my wife might feel like I have no friends. Well, I need to be sympathetic toward that. I can't get on her about that. That's my fault. My wife's an amazing woman, and she does make friends. But she hasn't had the opportunity, because of how often we've moved, to really have those close friends that some of our sisters have, because they've lived in the same place for 25 plus years. And so it is hard on her. I need to be sympathetic toward it. I need to not refuse, in a sense, refuse to care for her in that aspect. And so how I respond to her is going to be grinding, or it's going to be oil. And so think about your wife being a fine gear that needs proper oil, and how you speak to her and how you touch her can be that oil that is needed. So a soft tone, a kind look, a soft touch even, all those things can be oil that is just going to really help that situation, right? Or we can wreck the gear. And sometimes I have wrecked the gear because I've not been sympathetic toward it. Another thing that we do that I think brings about bitterness is how we might not allow her into society. Now, today is, you know, we have all kinds of social media out there and all these crazy things, but how much of a part of the real society are we a part of that our wife is not a part of? Especially if your wife is a stay-at-home mom, if she's homeschooling, this puts her in one sense out of a society that is very huge. The schooling system, whether it's private, whether it's public, is a huge social area. And so for women who are in those arenas, they're in more society than those who are not. So if your wife is a public school teacher, or your children are in public school or in private school, they have that arena. But if your wife is not, what are you doing to be sure that she is a part of society, a part of that community at church? Do you have some outreach as a family, as a husband? Are you and your wife doing things? Are you visiting a nursing home? Or are you part of something that allows you to minister together and be a part of making society better, if you will? So we need to look at those things. When we withhold that, you need to be home when I'm home, or I don't want you to be a part of that because I'm not a part of that. Well, we need to be careful of that, because we could be causing bitterness in her, because to her, that doesn't seem very loving. So we need to really be cautious. Are we being loving if we're keeping our wife out of something that she enjoys doing? And this goes back to the beginning when I was talking about intimacy on Tuesday. What is it that our wife enjoys that we recognize and can be a part of, or help her be more a part of? So getting to know our wives, that's sort of the key here, right? Get to know your wife. What makes her click? What makes her motivated? What are things that don't motivate her? What are ways to speak her love language and to just cause her to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love her, that she is the most important person to you on the planet. There is God, and then there is your wife, and she knows it. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.